If the Jacksonville City Council agrees, there could be a temporary ban on new internet cafes. The controversial businesses are sometimes found to be operating illegal gambling. Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton is here to break down the issues around internet cafes. So first off, David, what is an internet cafe and how many of them do we have in Jacksonville?
Oh, it seems like there's hundreds that have been popping up over the last couple of years. An internet cafe is a place where folks go, they purchase an amount of time to browse the internet, use a computer, sometimes maybe play some games, and it's those games that are really at the center of this whole thing.
They're kind of like a slot machine simulator, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what they're finding. You know, it's these games of chance versus games of skill. And that is illegal. You know, the state really cracked down a few years ago after the whole investigation into Allied Veterans of the World, the St. Augustine-based charity that was running internet cafes. They, you know, alleged that those businesses were running illegal gambling, money laundering. You know, that case has been well documented.
Now we still have these popping up. Where do they typically show up?
It seems to be in the low-income neighborhoods, and that's where they really started. But now we really see them popping up everywhere. I mean, you can really drive down any major thoroughway in Jacksonville, and there'll be three or four of them. It's names like Lucky Strike. And they've got typically the neon window signs, the mirrored glass you can't really see in, typically in strip malls.
But operating a business where you just let people browse the internet is not illegal. So the city is giving them these certificates, but now Councilman Al Ferraro has introduced this temporary ban. It's a 6-month moratorium on new certificates.
You know, the city's in a kind of a predicament in the sense of they're not going to be able to shut these things down from a code enforcement standpoint unless they are tipped off, unless somebody says, hey, I think these people are not operating the way they should be. The city goes and checks it out. They see that they're not operating the way they're supposed to, or that they don't have a certificate of use to be an internet cafe in the first place. The problem is these people are very savvy. The ones who are not doing this the right way shut their businesses down, wait a couple of months, go back to the city, find another location, and operate the same business, essentially. Out of the 140 the city says have applied for certificates of use since 2016, only 90 of these internet cafe businesses have actually been given certificates of use. I think there's more than 90 operating in Jacksonville. I think it's pretty easy to see that. What the city council is trying to do is say, hey, we may not be able to shut these things down from a criminal enforcement perspective. That's with the state. What we can do, though, moving forward is create some restrictions through zoning. For the next 6 months, if you are a business owner who wants to open up one of these businesses, they're going to say, not right now. What the city is basically going to do over the next 6 months is it's going to look at different ways they can restrict these businesses through zoning. That could be minimum distance away from schools or churches. Think of things like liquor stores, any other adult entertainment venues. Maybe it could be you can only have one or two within a mile radius. They can only be in standalone buildings. They can't have neon window signs. Stuff to make it regulated like all these other businesses. There's some on city council who are saying, you know, we don't want to ban these establishments because there are people who seem to enjoy it. And who are we to say you can't enjoy this vice as long as it is done legally?
But with these new restrictions, it could just be that they're kind of corralled into certain areas or that overall Jacksonville is just a less hospitable place for them to open up.
Yeah, I think that's the idea. It's to make it more difficult.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo. This is the WJCT Business Brief.